Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 24, 1804, day 11 of the expedition. Camped near the Devil's Race grounds at an old house. The expedition generally started out very early in the morning. Preparations for each day's journey were usually made the previous evening. This day was no exception, and it was not long after they broke camp and headed upstream that the party came to a fast and turbulent part of the river and very nearly lost the keelboat. Captain Clark's journal entry tells the story.
Set out early and passed a very bad part of the river called the Devil's Race Ground. This, where the current sets against some projecting rocks for half a mile on the larboard side. Above this place is the mouth of a small creek called Quivert. Past several islands, two small creeks on the starboard side, and pass between an island on the larboard side shore. A narrow pass above this island is a very bad part of the river. We attempted to pass up under the larboard bank, which was falling in so fast that the evident danger obliged us to cross between the starboard side and a sandbar in the middle of the river. We hove up near the head of the sandbar. The sand moving and banking caused us to run on the sand. The swiftness of the current wheeled the boat, broke the tow rope, and nearly oversetting the boat. All hands jumped out on the upper side and bore on that side until the sand washed from under the boat and wheeled on the next bank. By the time she wheeled a third time, we got a rope fast to her stern and by the means of swimmers was carried to shore. Her stern was down while in the act of swinging a third time, and she was drawn into deep water near the shore. We returned to the island where we set out and ascended under the bank, which I have just mentioned as falling in. Here George Drewer and Willard, two of our men who left us at St. Charles to come on by land, joined us. We camped about 1 mile above where we were so nearly lost on the larboard side of a plantation. All in good spirits. This place I call the Retrograde Bend, as we were obliged to fall back 2 miles. Captain Clark, May 24, 1804.
Captain Clark calls the water they experienced this day the worst I ever saw. Gary Moulton mentions in his notes that the Devil's Race Ground is perhaps now called Lifskew Rocks in Franklin County, Missouri. The river has changed course considerably over the years. Tomorrow, the French village called La Charrette.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Descriptions and journal excerpts are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Music, courtesy of Makoche Records. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.